What would it be like to change the world, one act of charity at a time? That's where we begin today, Saturday, April 6th. Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassata only lived for 24 years, but the influence of his short life is still felt throughout the world today. Pope Francis named Pier Giorgio among the 12 exemplary saints for young people in his apostolic exhortation, Christus Vivet. St. John Paul II declared him a patron saint for World Youth Days, calling him the Man of the Beatitudes. Devotion to Pier Giorgio has spread, and there are Frassata groups worldwide. Members aim to continue his way of life by changing the world one act of charity at a time. Devout from an early age, Pier Giorgio received daily communion. He developed a deep spiritual life that he shared with his friends on various outings he arranged, like climbing mountains. I urge you with all the strength of my soul to approach the Eucharistic table as often as possible, he said. Feed on this bread of the angels, from which you will draw the strength to fight inner struggles. Though Pier Giorgio studied to become a mining engineer and was from an influential family, he remained devoted to the poor. He routinely gave up his bus fare for charity and ran home to be on time for meals. The young man also declined to go on vacation at his family's summer home because, as he said, if everybody leaves Turin, who will take care of the poor? Pier Giorgio, who died of polio, was born on this day in 1901 in Turin, Italy. Let's turn now to the Gospel. Then the angel said to the women in reply, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are seeking Jesus the crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay." Matthew chapter 28, verses 5 and 6. The angel speaks, not to the guards, but to the women, and the angel's very first words are words of comfort. Do not be afraid. At the beginning of Matthew's Gospel, these are also the very first words the angel speaks to Joseph, who had discovered that Mary was pregnant. Do not be afraid. In the course of Jesus' public ministry, these words are on his lips 5 times. Do not be afraid. Shortly after the above passage, the risen Lord himself will speak these words to the women at the tomb. Do not be afraid. Jesus came to free me from fear, even my fear of death. But fear is all around me and creeps into my stomach. Studies have shown that prayer reduces anxiety, which isn't surprising since prayer unites me with the Lord, who came to free me from fear. What am I most anxious about in my life right now? Name it, and then take it to Jesus in prayer. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.